I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming up on the morning stream, the morning skim.
Ladies' privacy units.
Good old Uncle Bacon Grease.
The stoner zone.
Like the Pentagon, but round.
Boobs, bread, and beads.
The John Cena Space Test Center.
No cousins for old brides or seven brothers.
Is LaCroix good? No.
What doesn't burn in Mississippi?
Owls are dicks.
No bungee jumping platforms with Tom and more. On this episode of The Morning Stream.
Actually, you see, I'm a robot therapist.
Huh?
Specializing in robot psychiatry and robot synaptic stimulation.
Well, what do you mean, therapist? I sent for a mechanic.
No poops, no whoops.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
This is the morning stream. It's just what the doctor ordered.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the morning stream. It's Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. I'm Scott Johnson, and I am joined today by guest co-host
Kim Johnson.
Kim Soans Johnson. Located at, I'm giving too much information. It's my wife, everybody. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hi. I'm going to try not to look over there because the way we're arranged in here, I'm facing this way. If I look this way, I see where you are.
Yeah.
But to them, that looks weird. It looks like I'm... No, it does look like I'm looking at you, actually, on here, too. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. I'm doxing my own wife because she is co-hosting today, and she's here. It's nice to have you back. We haven't done this in a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah. How's that? How does it make you feel to be back in the...
I'm happy to be here.
Brian's capable shoes while he is out. Feels all right? Feels okay?
Feels all right.
So we were talking in the pre-show just a little bit about a whole bunch of things. And by the way, if you're a patron, you get all that stuff on the feeds. Also, if you show up early for the streams, you can also get it that way. But the important thing that I wanted to mention here was I made small reference to the fact that a listener doesn't like it when I'm on shows with you.
That seems really odd, specifically.
Yeah.
They don't like you.
Well, he was
on our show.
He was doing, yeah. He was doing this thing. He was talking about Skim. He says, not really a fan of Skim. And I said, why? I'm just curious. You know, I'm just wondering.
It's fine. You don't have to like everything.
No, not everything is for everybody. But I asked him why. And he says, I don't like how you are around her.
Are you different around me than you are other?
I don't think so. I mean, I might be more relaxed or something.
I think more relaxed makes you more snarky, maybe, with me.
Maybe, but Kim and I are about to have, you know, our 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
My gosh. You know, like some kind of
freaking
old
people. We work well
together.
Don't worry. Even when he's snarky, I'll punch him later.
Yeah, she'll hit me later or she'll pinch me during the show or something, like if I've gone too far. And whatever. But
maybe
the point
that's what it is.
Maybe, but I don't think so. I mean, how? What if I say? I don't say anything too untoward while we're doing shows or anything. So I can't figure
it out. So.
To this day, well, it's only been 3 days, but all 3 days I've scratched my head about this guy's comment. It's like, I don't know. See, there, Disturbed Angel says Scott is 100% different with Kim on the show. Is that true?
So the whole show? Is it because he's.
I don't know. Honestly, maybe
if
it's.
You can answer the question.
Maybe,
please let us know.
Maybe it's just that I'm chill. I think I'm chill. Jinx says my snark level goes up. That's interesting.
Ah.
I get more snarky.
That's because you know me well.
Is that why?
That must be why.
All right. I don't know. I think
he likes to tease me, but I'm assuming you don't do that to your other co-hosts.
All right, Bobby, whose opinion I take not lightly, says you definitely have a slightly different tone, but it's not all that different. Well, then that's probably about right.
Yeah, you know me better. That's, I think that's all it.
I mean, I know Brian really well. I've known him for a million years, but I've known you for 2 trillion years. I'm not exaggerating. It's how long I've known him. I think also part of it is I'm just, I don't know, there's probably a combination of I want to also, having your wife as a co-host, where that's not the regular thing.
There's a comfort level there, yeah.
There's a comfort level, but also there's probably a tiny part of me that's like, don't you guys say anything mean about my wife. You know what I mean? There's probably some
that's
of that.
That's funny.
So I'm probably a little more like combination of relaxed and heightened awareness. I don't know.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. Can't really explain.
You're not worried about anybody else's feelings but mine.
Yeah, kind of, right?
That and makes sense. And you get snarky because you know me really well, and you know I know that you're being just snarky.
Yeah, we're just having fun,
I'm
you
not
going
to take anything personally.
Oh, no. Yeah. That may be part of it, too, is people aren't used to the sense of humor we have in the house or something.
Maybe.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you something. Here's some marriage advice for everybody. You want to have a long, fruitful marriage? We have fruit, right?
We got lots of fruit.
We got all kinds of fruit. We got 3 big pieces of fruit out of this deal. kids would love to know they were referred to as fruit. Carter will probably tune into this today. She does most days. And
she has a meeting this morning.
Oh, that's
work,
a shame.
So I don't know if she's listening today.
That's a real shame. But anyway, part of, I think, making a long-term commitment, like a marriage, work. Maybe it's not the same for everybody, but I think part of it can be you need to be able to joke with each other in a way that's like a little teasy. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Without anyone getting mad. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like not mean or like, I don't know, not belittling, but just be able to say, Kim and her dumb shows on Hallmark Channel. Ha ha.
And
you know?
I just am like, I do.
Yeah. Kim's like, whatever.
But I'm not going to be offended by that. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my whole point. Oh, that's crazy. Wachmar says he'll be married 9 years this July. They've known his wife since 93. That's the year after we got married.
Yeah, married in 92.
Think of that.
Crazy.
92. My gosh. Genesis Super Nintendo era, man.
Genesis was the first gift I bought you after we got married. It was for Christmas that year.
Yep. Kim got me a Genesis with a Sonic 1 packed in. And it was the old Genesis. And here's the thing.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so... Such a long time ago.
You know what? Here's what really makes you think about time. I'm now doing a weekly show all about retro gaming that basically is including that era.
Talking about the game.
Yeah. From That's just great. The first few years of our marriage, which is totally insane. So, well, it is what it is. We're glad you're all here, though, to hang out with us and be a part of today's happenings. And we got a lot to talk about. I thought it might be fun to get a little bit into your past, Kim.
Okay.
I haven't
get
told
into
her.
Into my past.
I haven't told her about this. So,
okay.
Mardi Gras was yesterday, and we had a little get together at her sister's house. They don't live too far. They're like 10 minutes that direction. And anyway, went over there. They made red beans and rice. Kim made a giant batch of jambalaya, which I thought I wasn't going to like as much because you put all that oil in it. And I was worried.
It wasn't. It's just that I put some olive oil and some grapeseed oil. I usually just do grapeseed oil.
Yeah.
It's a much cleaner oil, all of that. But I just added some because I wanted the flavor of it.
Yeah, and it wasn't bad, and it didn't like cause any problems. But my first thought was, oh, that looks like it might
because
be.
Because it kind of just floats on the top with all the tomatoes in it.
Yeah.
And so it makes it look like it's really greasy. It's not.
No, it's not at all. And it was fantastic. And we had, multiple bowls. Too much. I ate too much last night.
Happens every time I make jambalaya. People
have big, fresh French bread things all torn apart, and you're like dipping that in everything, and I'm supposed to be eating less bread.
Yeah.
Bread makes me fat. So I'm trying to.
There was Cajun ranch with all the vegetables. Oh, yeah. It was very good.
It was really good. We didn't really do the boobs. Show me your boobs. Here's some beads thing. We didn't do that.
We didn't go to a parade.
No.
That's all it takes.
No. And the kids, the little kids, there were kids there and stuff. So no one's going to be doing that. Not that we would anyway. So.
Never a part of the deal.
That's
it was
never.
More about the food, like everything else.
Yeah,
more about the food.
It was never going to happen in the first place. However, it was a really good time. It was a nice time. Sarah or Steve are listening. Thank you for your hosting of that. It was fun. Now, it got me to thinking about, you're from down there.
Yeah.
She grew up like what, 30 minutes from New Orleans?
60 miles east.
60 miles east.
Right at the border of Mississippi.
She was in a little town called Bay St. Louis, which was also, was Kiln the same city?
It's Waveland, then Bay St. Louis, and Kiln, and then they're all kind of touching each other. So when you went to, let's say, the grocery store, it was in Waveland. My home was in Bay St. Louis. My high school was in Kiln. So it was kind of, it's very close-knit there.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Everybody knows everybody. Mm-hmm. There's like three family names.
But I mean, close-knit location-wise, it was a small
Yeah. Plus area. All the cousins get married and stuff.
Oh,
right?
Stop it.
See, there's some of that good-natured married ribbon. Married ribbon. We are ribbon each other for our pleasure. Oh, wait. Where have I gone? What have I done?
No cousins married each other. Stop it.
No, but you did have... Seriously, it was like three names. There was Soans, like you guys, Jones with an S, and then...
My grandma was Ladner.
Ladners. And what was the third one?
Wainwrights.
Wainwrights.
And the...
What was the other one?
I know. It's been so long since I've lived down there, so I don't...
Not Cuevas.
Cuevas was one.
Was it Cuevas?
I was related to all those different families.
Yeah, because the cousins
far away. I mean, years past.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, there's a very close-knit little community, and they... You know, they're not free of their issues. Kim's grandfather was some kind of high up in a local chapter of the KKK. Ugh,
do we have to tell everyone that?
We do have to. I feel like we need to bring that up because Kim is the furthest human being.
I told someone that. They're like,
racism.
I'm sorry, I have to laugh at that. And I'm like, I laugh at that.
It's
I can't believe
funny.
That I'm related to people. It's just not that far away.
Yeah. It wasn't like Grand Dragon is like. Some other name, but anyway, he was this racist old dude and, you know, came from a very different era or whatever, for whatever reason, Kim, just none of that stayed in your family. None of it. So that's good. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Her grandpa, my favorite thing about her grandpa is he used to stick to this chair. I don't know if I've told this story, but he had this chair he loved. I think Nick has it now or somebody.
We had it for a little while.
It got flown out here.
Yeah.
Or driven out here.
Driven out here when my parents moved out.
Yeah. And it's this old ass chair that was made of leather and dead skin. I don't know.
Well, it was the South. So you're like super humid.
Yeah.
So when he'd peel himself off this thing.
You'd hear it. Yeah. He'd like sit on it. And then he'd get up and go, and then you just hear him peel.
You know, it was leather. So it kind of cracked anyway. Just kind of this old.
Yeah. And he used to say... Or no, he used to get up and he'd go, I'm going out for a minute or something. But everyone knew what he was doing, which was he was going out to his truck where he would both smoke and drink his moonshine that he made.
I don't think he made it, but his cousin did.
Oh, I thought... Oh, it was his cousin?
His cousin.
I couldn't remember who did it. But somebody... Yeah, he'd go out there and he'd drink these things. And these were... I remember seeing it because we were there for our wedding. And I remember seeing one of the bottles. And it was legit like the cartoon kind that were like big round at the bottom, little spout
like
on top.
Like a jug. Yeah.
Like with X's on
like
it.
Like a ceramic jug.
Yeah.
There were... I mean, after a while, it wasn't necessarily ceramic ones. But yes, there were
that
some of those.
That was crazy. But anyway,
it was after his quadruple bypass heart surgery that he sat in his truck and smoked at my grandma. I'd go in and she'd go, yeah, he thinks I don't know he's out there smoking because he wasn't supposed to be anymore. And
she pretended and she was, you know, she was a sweet lady.
Was a sweet lady.
She was very nice.
And my grandpa was fun and funny.
Yeah.
And when he would come to the Christmas parties, which, by the way, I had 51 first cousins.
It's a lot.
We had a lot of people in the family.
So wait, that's 102 marriages out of that. That's a lot.
Yeah, and they all have kids now. It's a really big family. But he would come and he would tell his pretty racist jokes or really racy jokes.
Oh, yeah, very uncomfortable, racy, awful. Yeah.
Or at Christmas, he would come to the party. Or no, it was at his house. So he would be there, but he would be just drunk off his ass and just... two-stepping with all the cousins doing all this country music everywhere. It was really... He was fun.
Yeah.
But...
Full of bacon grease, that guy. He had to have bacon every morning.
My grandma did make full Southern breakfast
full
every
Full Southern
morning.
Breakfast every day. Eggs, grits, bacon.
Biscuits.
Biscuits.
She made the best biscuits.
Oh, man, that sounds... Kim makes those same biscuits now.
I try. They're not as good, I think, because of the humidity there.
Yeah.
And it's just dry here, so I've got to find a better... recipe. I keep playing
way.
With it, but none of it's ever a recipe. I just kind of chop the butter up and move it around, see how moist I can get it, see how it goes.
It all sounds so good right now.
You hungry?
Yeah. I am.
I'll make breakfast.
I'm usually not hungry by this time of morning. It's because you're here talking about food. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I thought it would be fun to learn a few more things about where you're from. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to do a little bit of that. Here are some facts. Oh, first of all, do you know your own state song, Mississippi State song? Do you know it?
I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm going
to... I mean, I haven't lived there in a very long time.
It's been many, many years. But when you were there, did you have to like go to school and they make you get up and sing it and go...
No, we had, you know, you had your high school fight song, things, but we never sang the state anything.
Did you... Do you remember this high school fight song?
No.
You were class president. What's going on?
That was also... A long time ago.
Yeah. She went to Vernon P. World.
I went to Hancock High School.
Oh, Hancock High School. That's it. Not Vernon P. World.
It was Hancock North Central, and then they moved it to Hancock High School. They moved... My senior year was the first year in the new high school.
Were they the Hancock Cox, or what were they?
The Hawks.
Hawks. They really were the Hawks?
Yeah.
Hawks? So the
HHS
Hancock Hawks?
Hawks, yeah.
It sounds like Hawks.
Only when you say it.
It sounds like a really bad thing.
No, we were the Hawks.
All right. Well, okay. So that's cool. Here, I'm gonna read you some of these lyrics, okay?
Okay.
From the state Mississippi song. It's called Go Mississippi. It was adopted as the state song in 1962. It was written...
Well, that's a problem. 1962.
I agree. That's probably not the best time for the South. It was, let's see, 1989... Or sorry... Oh, that's from, okay. I'm trying to see when it was written, but I guess it was just adopted in 62. Anyway, here's some of the lyrics. I'm not going to sing it, so chat room, don't get excited. It's called Go Mississippi. Houston Davis wrote it. Do you know who that is?
No.
That sounds like a guy you might know. I don't know why.
Sounds like a guy you might know?
I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Everybody knows each other.
Go
there,
Mississippi.
Right? All right. Here's the words. States may sing their songs of praise with waving flags and hip hoorays. Let cymbals crash, let bells ring, because there's one song I'm proud to sing. And then it goes, Go Mississippi, keep rolling along. Go Mississippi, you can't go wrong. Go Mississippi, we're singing your song. Mississippi. Go Mississippi.
Well, that just doesn't roll off the tongue, does it?
No, none of it does. It's a bad song, I'm going to say.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it out there. It's fine. Look,
maybe when you put it to music, it sounds, it might just roll right along, but I don't.
We have listeners.
I don't think I've ever heard that song in my life.
We used to have, the only reason I remember my high school song is because it was our high school was a circle. They just tore it down recently and rebuilt it, and it bums me out. But at the time, it was unique because it was one big
The halls
ring.
Were round.
Yeah,
like, it was like the, round and around.
It was like the Pentagon, but round. And then there was no upper floors. It was all one floor. So all the inner lockers were just a circle of lockers, the outer lockers, circle of lockers. You never had steps anywhere.
Weird.
Yeah, it was a weird high school. Huh. And our song, the only reason I remember it is because the first line was within these circled halls. That was like part of the song.
Do you remember any other lines in
no,
that song?
Hell no. I don't remember
it's been a long time.
No. I spent a lot of time in those circled halls, but I don't remember.
I remember our kids' high school.
Yeah.
Because they were the Westlake Thunder, and Thunderstruck was their song.
Oh yeah, they straight
really
up used
go
it.
Yeah. Wrong with that.
They
That's
just
awesome.
They straight up just kifed the song,
yeah,
and
so
said, "This is
fun.
Our song now." Yeah, that's pretty
well,
cool.
And Thor was their mascot.
Yeah, I drew.
Very
Thor.
Cool.
Yeah, and Taylor made a Thor hammer Very and put cool. it out in the yard.
Yeah, she had to design the bronze hammer.
Yeah,
they kept attached getting, it to a rock.
Kept
and it got stolen.
Yeah.
Then they had to buy a new one
multiple times. Had that thing got stolen? Freaking sucks.
Well, by their rival school.
Darth Marquis wants to know, Marcus wants to know if we had a stoner hall. I mean, we had stoner
Doesn't
zones.
Everyone have a stoner zone?
Oh, yeah. Everybody had a stoner zone, right?
It's true.
You had one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You never were part of that stoner zone.
I hung out with one kid that was part of that stoner zone behind the trailer out there smoking.
Yeah,
I wasn't. But
you weren't, but you were nice to people. That's Kim for you.
I have friends in all the groups.
To this day, that's what she does.
Yeah.
She doesn't care who you are.
No.
Seriously, you could be, I don't know, you could be a prostitute in the middle of the act of fornication in the
why
back seat of a
there?
Car.
Well,
yeah,
why would I
be
there? But I'd be driving him around. Do you need snacks?
You do what you need to. You need water, snacks?
And you want to go to McDonald's?
Yeah.
Let's go get some fries.
Get some nuggets. I'm not kidding. That's the level of Kim. That's what Kim does. I know I talk about it all the time. You guys have no idea.
That's very nice of you.
Well, I was last night. I noticed the back of the car. There's all this like these food packages or like stuff with a mix of like wipes and a can of soup and all this stuff. I'm like, what the hell are? Oh right, Kim's mission is to find homeless people and give them this thing.
My mission. It's when I see them and I recognize that they need this. This usually is it's a big Ziploc bag. They have three of them.
Yeah.
They have peanut butter jelly, cans of soup, new socks.
If it's for the ladies, there's like some privacy units there. What's that called?
What are they called?
Privacy units. I like that.
What do you call the lady stuff? I know they're tampons.
There are some lady products in there.
Yeah, but you call them feminine products. That's the word. I couldn't think of the damn term.
I do keep those in my car because you do run across people downtown that need them.
Yeah.
And you can recognize which people really need this.
Need help, yeah. And they've always been very grateful and they, you know, they seem very nice. And then there's word. Oh, that's the other weird thing about this. Word has gotten out in the homeless
community.
Not about
necessarily mine, but in the homeless community, they know what these bags are.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this is great. Thank you so much.
I heard about these. Some other guy got one. I heard like there's all this rumbling and talk about these bags going around.
These homeless bags.
Yeah, it's pretty
sorry,
cool.
Sorry, my nose is itchy.
What's going on with your allergies?
I have allergies.
Is it allergies or is it all the onion in the air still? Because we did.
The Cajun seasoning gets pretty up through the vents of our house.
Yeah. Like I got towels that'll never smell right again. And that's okay. I like it.
Once I wash them, they're fine.
No,
but
if
there are any towels hanging in the house, they smell like jambalaya the day I make it.
Well, maybe it's dust in here because this isn't the cleanest space down here right now. They can't see it, but in front of you is a total nightmare.
It is what it is.
Look at this area. Oh my gosh. All right. Anyway, so that's your song and there's a bunch of dumb words to it.
Okay. Any other questions about my upbringing?
By the way, go Mississippi. The top is the goal, it says here. Now, they've really never reached that in the terms of education. I'm just putting it out there.
Gosh.
They're number 50. Okay. I'm just saying.
I mean, we kind of.
Top is the goal.
48 to 50 is usually where we land.
I mean, they've had since 62 to get this, you know, going.
It's all right.
It's fine.
It's all good.
All right. So look at this here. Some fun facts about your home state. This is interesting. Some Mississippi facts. The French established the first permanent settlement in the present-day Mississippi in 1699. Now, you probably knew that because you have French-Cajun blood.
My grandpa was French-Cajun.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
am from a place called Bayou Le Croix.
Yep.
That was my, I guess, neighborhood. I lived by the bayou there.
Mm-hmm.
All of my family did. So my grandpa had a certain amount of acres, and he gave each of his kids 5 acres, and we all lived near our cousins. It was kind of fun.
Yeah,
growing
up, it's actually really cool. You're out in the middle of nowhere.
It's the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, there's nothing out there. I mean, there's more now, but
they just put out an article in the Seacoast Echo, which is the hometown paper down there, that talks about the history of the Bayou Le Croix Cemetery.
Oh, I bet that's
which
weird.
Is really cool to read because, of course, all the names on there. I'm like, there's Ladners and Wainwrights and all that in the article, and I'm like, okay, that's family. And talking about how they were intermingling with all the Choctaw Indians that live there also.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I have some of that in my background, too.
Yeah. Kim's got a little bit of Native American blood. She's got a little bit of African American blood.
Mm-hmm.
What the percentage? We knew it once. It's like 16% or no, 6% or something.
I don't remember.
But they've been able to trace that back all the way to Jefferson and his dalliances with his, at the time, the girl that was a slave with him.
Something like that.
Yeah, right down that line.
I think they did some family history. Someone did, and they found that out. And I remember my mom just...
Oh, your mom bristles.
Shaking her head.
Your mom, so it's a weird generational gap. Your grandparents, like, really institutional racism. Just
yes,
built into
they
them.
Weren't mean people.
No, they weren't mean racism, people, but they had
that in
them. I
think it's where you're from. I mean,
it's where you're from. It's how you grew up. I get it.
The 60s.
Progress takes a while.
50s and 60s in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And then my parents grew up with it, but they're extremely nice people, and they're a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Your mom,
you know
just,
what I mean?
Your mom just still has these little remnants once in a while that crop up in like uncomfortable ways, but not
yes.
like.
She talks about remembering in high school the first African-American girl that came to her school and was police escorted to her school, and people were in line and yelling, and it was just this awful, very interesting time, of course, but she remembers that.
Yeah.
She
was around for that.
She also had what she calls a mammy who used to clean the house and make the food and all that stuff.
So when I tease her and say, you're kind of racist back in the day, huh? And I'm just teasing her. And she'll go, I was not. We had a mammy.
I am not a racist.
We had a mammy and we loved her.
Like family, she said. And I was like, okay.
So it's not racism in the kind of like overt, I'm going to burn a cross in your yard, but I'm going to I still have this like built in these things that are hard to get rid of. And then your generation comes along, nothing. Don't have any of that.
Well,
I shouldn't say your generation.
It was a different time, too.
But you don't have
it. It was the 80s when I was in high school. It's a totally different time.
Yeah. All we know it now is it makes... Here's the bottom line of that entire discussion. All of that French-Cajun blood, that Native American blood, that black blood, all of it makes Kim never sunburn and has amazing skin until she's dead. And I resent it.
And I will always treat everyone equally.
I resent it.
Because of it. Oh, come on.
Because look at me.
Scott. That's because
Kim, these lights are giving me sunburn.
You're from, what is it?
Sweden.
Sweden?
Yeah.
And Scott literally sunburned in the shade in Mexico.
Yeah, I did. I got in the shade on purpose to avoid the sun.
We were in the shade the entire time.
Yeah, the equator.
Scott still got sun.
The equator was just lashing me from all directions. It was gnarly. I got so sunburned, and I never was in the sun.
Ever. Never was he in direct sunlight. We would go find shady spots to sit and read.
Yeah.
And he would still get sunburned.
She has this amazing olive skin. The kids all got lucky and got it, so they can tan up pretty good. Although, I don't know, as they got older, they got a little more.
That's because no one's out tanning anymore. As little kids, they would run around the neighborhood climbing trees and things, and they were just, they had great skin.
They were just bronze little kids, man. And they didn't look like my kids. Like, I was the ghost in the house up the street. Well, anyway, so there's some fun there. And you're right about the Indian tribes that inhabited the place before the French arrived were three groups: the Natchez, the Chickasaw,
and Choctaw.
Choctaw, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Choctaw is the your kind of.
Well, that's the ones that were in the Bayou La Croix area.
Right. That makes sense.
So it does make sense.
In 1861, Microsoft. I see MS, I think Microsoft. I can't help it. Mississippi became the second southern state to declare its secession from the United States of America. So, well done. Number two. Good job.
Number two.
Yep. Number two in... number 50 in education. Number two in leaving the Union because we want to keep our slaves. On the 9th of January, 1861, it became the second southern state to... Oh, I already read that. Why am I reading it twice? Well done, Scott. The name is derived from the Mississippi River. Duh. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Right? The settlers in the region named the state after the Ojibwe word. I assume that's another Native American tribe. Mississippi, meaning great river.
So when people couldn't say it, they just said Mississippi.
Mississippi. Mississippi. Oh, can you confirm also, no one should say New Orleans, right?
New Orleans?
It's New Orleans, right?
Or if you're from down there, it's New Orleans.
New Orleans. Narlins. Just shorten it every time you live there.
It's Nolens, yeah.
Nolens, yeah. I'm probably driving over to Nolens before
I
head over to...
But that comes with the thick accent. So you have to... That's why it sounds like that.
Yeah. There you have it. Here's... let's see. I'm going to skip down here a little bit.
I have a question.
Yeah, go.
Should we be calling the drinks La Croix?
Oh, instead of LaCroix?
Because everyone calls it LaCroix, but I'm like, it's exact same spelling as Bayou La Croix.
La Croix, where you grew up.
Where I grew up.
That's weird. Are LaCroix any good? What are those?
That's the flavored water.
Oh, yeah. Those aren't good.
I don't mind them if you're mixing them with things.
No, they're the devil's anus. They're bad.
I mixed them with pomegranate juice the other day, and you were like, oh, this is really good.
Oh, okay. Well, because you put a real drink in it. You know what I mean?
Pomegranate juice being the real drink, and this is just like bubbling it up.
Yeah.
That's all it's for, really.
That's true.
I mean, I don't mind them.
Did you know this? On average, Mississippi is affected by 27 tornadoes per year.
I remember seeing one once. Was that when I was a kid?
Two of the five.
Far away from where I was.
Oh, yeah. Five of the deadliest tornadoes in U.S. history, or two of the five in the U.S. history occurred there. So there's that.
When I was a kid in elementary school, we had one during a basketball game.
Mm.
My sister played basketball.
Yeah.
And I remember we didn't see it coming because there were, you know, there's not a lot of opportunity to see it ahead of time.
Sure.
But it lifted the roof on the stadium we were in. I mean, I call it stadium, but it was the gym.
The gym.
Lifted it up and set it back down. Like, it suctioned it up enough to feel the difference and then put it back down. We were like, oh,
wow.
Great.
Wow.
scary.
That is scary.
Yeah.
And then the hurricanes and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Did you ever live through a hurricane, or did you dodge that bullet?
I lived through Hurricane Elena.
Oh, that's right.
We stayed in our home, and then we didn't have electricity for 2 weeks. And I remember cooking grits over an open fire, and I was 14 years old.
Nice. What'd you burn?
What did I burn?
You can't burn wood down there.
Yes, you can.
Can you? It's all wet and
but
moist.
We had a wood shed that kept it dry.
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
it's a very humid
How much
state.
Wood did you chop down there while you were down there?
I didn't chop any wood, to be honest. I didn't know you could. I figured it would be just one of those giant bugs
that
dry out a bug.
And it would dry out there. Okay. You'd have to do it every year and put it in there, and then it would dry out all.
Because they had roaches the size of like Reimerwiener's down there.
We had flying roaches, which were...
It's horrible. Horrible.
It's not a lot of fun.
It's jungle. It's jungle town. Everything down there is like a big, giant, horrible creature, and at night you hear them going... like in the
kinda
night.
Yeah,
and then you'll see your first one and you'll be like, it's gonna pick me up and take me somewhere, like that, like those owls do in Arizona. If you have a tiny dog, they pick up people's tiny dogs and leave.
Yeah,
my brother's dog,
the hawks,
taken, or
the
hawks, or I thought they're eagles.
Both the hawks, or, I mean, and the eagles,
owls
do that there.
Not owls.
I mean the owls. Yes,
owls are dicks. They can be. There's pretty and everything, but then have you ever seen their legs? You ever seen an owl's legs? Oh,
no,
my gosh.
Not really.
You need to. It's a nightmare.
I haven't really paid that close attention.
Somebody, chat room, find me a picture of an owl's legs so I can make my wife's day worse, because it's bad. I don't want to make your day worse. I
don't make my day worse.
Did you know the first human lung transplant happened in your home state of Mississippi?
Really?
Yeah. This was Dr. James Hardy at the University of Mississippi Medical Center in Jackson on 11th of June, 1963. 1 year after their song got approved.
Well.
Let's see. However, the recipient unfortunately survived for only 18 days, but it was still the first one.
Very cool.
Big step. And you know what?
Utah, I had nothing to do with it.
Utah, home of the first artificial heart transplant. And then we're married somehow. Look at the medical
that.
Miracle. It's a miracle. Elvis Presley, born there in 1935.
Yep.
Significant cultural icon of the 20th century. Born in Tupelo, Mississippi, which mm-hmm. I've been to. It is a dirt water, nowhere, backwater, dirt water town.
Maybe it's better now. It's been a long time since you've been down there.
It's been 20-something years.
30? How about
30
since
I've been there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's
well,
insane.
I mean, we visited a few times.
But we didn't go to Tupelo, I don't think. Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is cool. Memorial Day and Declaration Day, or Decoration Day. What's Decoration Day?
I don't know.
What do we...
I didn't celebrate that.
We call that the day after Thanksgiving here in America. I don't know what that is. It's probably another military thing. But anyway,
probably.
Someone in the chat will know. December 1st. I don't know. Is that a thing we... Well, anyway. Finds its origin in Columbus, Mississippi. I've been there. 1866. And, you decorate the graves of both the Confederate and Union soldiers in Friendship Cemetery in the city, marking the beginning of the celebration of the day in honor of those who lost their lives while serving in the United States Armed Forces.
Okay.
Cool, right?
So it's that kind of decoration.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then finally, these are both good. Should I do that one?
More questions? I don't know. I don't know the questions.
Let's see. All right. You know what? We'll do two more. Did you know that established in 1884, Mississippi University for Women was the first public college for women in the United States? Did you know that?
No.
That was a hardcore
I didn't
deal
know
back
it was
then.
The first.
Yeah.
For women.
For the ladies. Yeah, it's like a Hallmark
channel.
That
surprises me a little bit.
It does me a lot. I mean, women couldn't vote then. Wait, when did they get to vote?
We're really bad at history.
Yeah, my history is...
Combined.
Yeah, it turns out Utah's not number one either in education. all right, we're a little higher than
you
guys.
I didn't do well in state history, apparently.
More than 50% of the area state is covered by wild or cultivated trees. That's true. You go down
That's
there and it's
true.
Just
it's
a
very
beautiful.
Green.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. No mountains, though, which sucks.
No.
But beautiful, beautiful trees and swamp areas and stuff like that. It's really amazing. All right, here's your last one. It's noteworthy that I keep seeing this is Microsoft. MS is home to NASA's largest rocket engine test facility.
I have been there.
I have as well. It's very cool there.
It's cool to be there when they're testing a rocket. It's so loud.
Yeah.
But you could hear them testing rockets from my home where I grew up because I lived right across the street from the buffer zone, they called it. Mm-hmm. So it buffered homes and people from
Yeah, they, you couldn't be that any closer than that, or else you'd get.
But it would just
blast.
Like shake everything.
Yeah,
just like this rumbling sound.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, they're testing rockets.
It's really cool. You'd always see them driving those big freighter things that had like rocket cells on them, and just seeing them move very slowly
down
highways.
So you can go to NASA, really cool. The site, sit in the stadium chairs there or the bleachers, and be there for it.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend earplugs or headphones. Really cool. You can go do it, but I could hear it anytime they did it from my house.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. It says here it's called the John C. Stennis Space Center.
Yes, that was right next to my high school.
Yeah, in Hancock County, it says. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense.
Hancock High School.
Go Cox. And in, anyway, John. When I saw it said John C., I thought John Cena.
John Cena.
It's John Cena Space Test Center. Well, anyway, we've learned a little something today, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you feel reconnected with your home state and, you know,
yeah,
all that from our brief discussion about it? Well, good. Well, on that note, let's do some news, because news is important and we're doing it now. Yes, that's right. It's time for the news, and it's brought to you by 5 minutes on that bed thing at Steve's house. Let me explain. I should probably show the chat this. Do I have it handy? I do. Okay, so chat room. Yesterday, we were at my brother-in-law Steve's, and he bought a massage chair thing.
Oh, I heard about it, but I didn't see.
Have you not done this yet?
I haven't. I haven't seen it.
Kim.
I was upstairs.
It did things for my lumbar that nothing has done before. And I'm not kidding. It was awesome. I'm trying to see if I can find it here. I did. Okay, here it is.
Did they send you the video?
I got to turn the music off on it. Okay, so here you go, Chad. Let's take a look at it. This is me. Can you see that?
No.
I don't even see that. I'll send it to you
in a
bit.
It's way over there. I can kind of see it. I can see about half of it.
So why is the music on?
Oh, I can see enough of it.
Hold on. I can't get the music off. There we go. Yeah, you can see enough to know. So you see the... You see the rut. Now, for those listening at home, I appear to be magically sort of humping the air. and they all had a good laugh, of course. This was filmed by our friend Josh Fitzgerald, who was there as well. Anyway, this machine that Steve bought that I guess chiropractors buy these. They're normally big industrial, put in a chiropractor office. But okay. Steve's got back stuff like a lot of us and decided to get into this thing. Anyway, it's this great big beds, or like doctor bed style. And it fit me, which surprised me. It's pretty big.
So probably like a massage table.
Kind of, yeah. About that big. A little lower, though. And then it had a controller thing on the side of it that looked like the joy or the flight stick for a Viper on Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome. And that let you change speed, height, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, these giant rollers underneath this thing, which you can't really see from the video, are just going back and
over
forth on your spine. It's so good. I didn't want to get up. He made
I'll
me get up.
I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah, it's really great. And it didn't have like super speed changes, but it did have height changes. So at one point, he had it on the maximum, and it was just making me do like full-on like roll. My whole body's just like... It was really cool.
I should have seen this.
You should have seen it. I thought you were down there, but no. I don't know where you're at. You're upstairs. Talking to
all my friends.
All the ladies about lady things. Oh. Does it have any dongles? No, Claire. There's no dongles. I know where her head's at there.
Nice.
All right. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, you know, football guy. Are you familiar with his name? Probably have heard his name here and there. We're not really huge football people in this house.
Not really.
But not really your jam? Okay. Well, that's okay, because it doesn't matter
for
this story. He's your dude what plays quarterback. He was the NFL MVP quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
My favorite team.
Yes.
Right? I have that right. Did I screw that up? Why is my brain saying no, Scott?
No, Scott.
No, that's right. He's with the Packers.
Okay.
Right? What's wrong with my brain? My memory
Sports
hurts.
Ball.
Anyway.
Someone's.
Because I don't care until playoffs. I don't care. Okay. I don't have that kind of time. Yeah. Anyway, it is the Packers. So anyway, his go-to cleanse... Right, a lot of people do a cleanse.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, boy, I've been eating bad or whatever. I need to fast for 4 days, or I need to drink nothing but water for a month, or whatever your thing is, right? His go-to cleanse involves oily enemas. Yeah.
Ew.
Bloodletting.
Ew. What?
And vomiting.
None of those seem to be healthy.
Imagine them at the same
cleanses.
Time. All at the same time. What may be the worst bait and switch in the history of bait and switches? Sports fans tuned in to the Pat McAfee show on Tuesday in anticipation for one of his regular guests, NFL MVP quarterback Aaron Rodgers, might deliver delightful news or significant news on the future of his career, but there was no such news. Instead, Rodgers gave a hearty endorsement of a horrifying 12-day cleanse that can sometimes involve oily enemas, bloodletting, and forced vomiting. There will be no news today, Rodgers said to McAfee on the show. No decision on my future. As I was texting with you yesterday, I just got out of a 12-day panchakarma, he calls it. That's what this says, this clean, this cleans.
All of cleanse. That at the same time?
Yeah. Well, I don't know the same time, but, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Like the same, you know, same, I don't know, week of time. You're doing a combination of these things. And by the way, I know who this is, of course. He replaced Brett Favre, who you went to high school with.
Yes, I did go to high school with him.
Yeah. Well, for
I
one
mean,
year.
I was...
Right? He was a senior, you were a sophomore.
Yes.
Or a freshman or something.
2 years ahead of me.
But his dad, I've told this story before, so
yeah.
Forgive me, but his dad gave you...
driving lessons. He was my driver's ed teacher.
Yes, he was your driver's ed teacher.
He gave me, and I'm like, keep going.
Chlamydia. I wasn't going to say that, but I was going to say
Scott
something
Johnson.
I know. See, is that what you guys are talking about? Is that what I'm different?
Scott Johnson, behave yourself. He was my driver's ed coach.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's cool. And you passed.
All roll our eyes together at Scott.
You passed flying colors.
Yes.
No problem.
I'm a good driver.
You are a good driver. I'm as good as you. I only have one ticket. Right? Yeah, one
ticket. It's been so long, I don't know.
I have one ticket, and then one time a lady, I don't remember who, ran into me, rear-ended me while I was at a stoplight, and so it was their fault.
But they didn't want to do anything about it. It didn't hurt your car.
I felt bad for them, because they were clearly a mess. Something was up in their lives, and I was like, dude, I'm not going to.
They were fine. It didn't damage the car, so it was fine.
And it never, like, and everyone always says, oh, you never know, 10 weeks later, your frame falls out, and now you know why. No.
Your frame falls out.
or whatever. Like your tire fell off or whatever. But it didn't do it. It never was a problem. It was clear they had no insurance. It was clear
You're driving along in a rough place. And the frame of your car falls out the bottom.
I figured I wouldn't have that car much longer. It was fine. Yeah, but if your frame falls out of your car, seriously, have a mechanic
look at that, please.
Yeah, don't take that on face value. Something's going on with your car. Anyway, he says it's a thing that it originates in India. It's thousands of years old, this process. Yeah, I know. Look, hey, sometimes the old ways, Kim, are the ways.
Okay.
Right?
If you say so.
No, I mean, like your doctor could come to you and go, I want you to, take 15 of these pills and basically destroy your liver doing it, but at least it'll save you from whatever.
Is my doctor on Yellowstone? Now what you need to do?
We like Yellowstone.
Can't even do them.
We like that. That wasn't very good. We like Yellowstone a lot, though. That show. Can we do a quick review of it?
What you need to do here now?
Oh my gosh! What? I don't know what to say. I don't know how to respond to that.
I'm not good at that.
Who was that supposed to be?
I don't know.
That wasn't Kevin Costner.
I can't do it.
Yeah, we like that show though. The show's really good.
Voice.
We got to watch 1883. We got to watch that.
Yeah.
It's got a. What's his name? Sam Elliott in there.
All right.
Dude abides. All right. Anyway. Chad says, I'm shocked that Scott likes a TV show that is a Western. No, I know. I know. I have a type. Okay. And there's a lot more soap opera going on in that show than I care about.
Yeah, there is.
But that's true probably of, like, if I look at Deadwood for really what it is, if you modernize Deadwood, it's kind of the same. It's just a modern version of some soap opera elements. But because it's set in the Old West, I forgive a lot of that. I don't know. It's weird. I have a weird thing.
But then you watch Justified and you have the same feeling.
I love Justified so much. And they're coming back with 8.
Timothy Oliphant is the man.
I know. You'd swap me out for him anyway. You would.
I think he's too young.
I'd swap you out.
I don't even know.
For him. He's a good looking dude. He's very funny on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I got to get you caught up with that.
I do need to get caught up.
But also, They're making 8 new Justifieds directed by, or there's talk that Tarantino is directing a couple of them, which is weird, right? But I guess he was a big fan.
Yeah. I'll have to watch them to see what's going on.
Kim's not really, she doesn't like Tarantino movies.
Not as much.
I like them.
As you do.
Yeah, but mostly the Westerns. Like, I really love
Django. But I will watch them with you.
Yeah. Yes,
but
she'll watch
them. But it's not my favorite, yeah.
Django and Hateful Eight are two of my favorite. I love those movies. Oh my gosh. But they're Westerns, so.
There you go.
Everyone else loves Pulp Fiction. Not my favorite. Everyone else likes, I don't know, that one that came out 2 years ago. It was fine, but I put a cowboy hat on it. We're all good. Let's do it. Anyway, it's described as a cleansing and purification technique, which is longstanding pseudo-scientific Indian medicine system, which means probably not proven. System is not based on any kind of science, has very little scientific evidence backing it, according to the National Institutes of Health. The best that can be said for it is a tiny amount of data suggests that herbal mixtures may help resolve, that's spelled wrong. It says relive, it means relieve, osteoarthritis pain and manage type 2 diabetes.
It's because you're flushing your whole system, so it's going to...
Yeah, so you have no sugar in your blood.
Yeah.
You have nothing in your blood. You have no blood. Anyway, would you do this for any reason ever?
No.
It doesn't matter how... Like, if something got real bad and nothing else worked and doctor's like, we are all out of ideas, and you're like, well, I got to try something.
Still don't think I would.
You wouldn't do it. Aaron Rodgers, you're on your own,
bud. I think you can... There are cleanses that can help you, but I feel like those are all extreme.
Yeah. Yeah,
extremes never...
Extreme's never good, is it?
Necessarily the answer.
Yeah. Moderation in all things, dear.
Exactly.
That's what I say.
All right.
Utah connection story. Let's play this. Hold on. Our next story is this. Where the hell?
Utah connection!
Here it is. A four-year-old, you know about this story.
Yeah.
A four-year-old opened fire on police officers after his father told him to do so during his arrest. This is pretty gnarly. Four-year-old opened fire at a police officer when his father told him to do this when he was being taken into custody, according to Utah police. A man received an incorrect order after going through a McDonald's drive-thru Monday, then brandished a firearm at the employees. The Unified Police Department said on a press release. The Unified Police Department?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that here.
Have you ever seen the cars that say Unified Police Department?
No. Oh. What does that mean? Who are they? How are they? Who are they unified with? You don't know?
No.
I don't either. I just know Salt Lake City Police Department or Sandy, you know,
there
Sandy
is a
police.
Unified Police Department, too.
So they're like probably all working
exactly
together.
I don't know exactly how it all works because I don't really know any police officers to ask.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, anyway.
I should look that up.
You should look that up. We're all going to learn something new today. The employees, called police, which you would do. Police said they tried to get him out of the car, refused to exit the vehicle, had to be pulled from the car. While taking the dude into custody, an officer turned backward in the vehicle and saw a gun pointing out from the rear window. The officer vocalized to the other officers there was a gun while swiping the gun to the side as a round was fired from the gun. So the kid pulled the trigger, shot up into the roof.
4 years old.
Yeah, 4-year-old kid.
I can't even imagine.
Sounds like that ashtray kid on Euphoria. Anyway, the officer who sustained a minor injury in the arm realized it was a child and had fired and alerted the other officers. I'm glad they didn't overreact and shoot the kid.
Oh my gosh.
It's not his fault. His dad's a
nightmare. His dad is being charged with it, though. I read that.
Yeah. The child who fired the weapon was 4 years old and was in the back seat with his 3-year-old sibling. Information collected during the ongoing investigation indicates the father of the child told the child to shoot at the police when he saw the police, according to the press release. Jeez. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say this and I'm going to mean it.
Right.
He is a bad father.
To have his 4-year-old shoot a gun
anywhere,
anybody, at anything,
at all.
It's just too young.
It's too
so
young.
Scary.
You want to take him to the shooting range when he's 12 and start teaching him the safety tricks of
even
gun?
Eight Fine. Or 10, but 4-year-old with a firearm is.
Shoot the cop.
He could have shot the sibling or himself, or, 4 years old, they're just.
He could have shot all three with one lucky shot. Like, that's an awful thing. And what's this 4-year-old's, what's his life now?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Man, that's dad. That's bad dad. Bad dad. That's what I say. All right, one more story.
Okay.
Should I even do this one?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. You guys, I really don't know.
She doesn't have
Scott's
notes in
doing.
Front of her. Here's the thing. I would do this story. It's a weird story to do with my wife, but I'll do it.
All right.
bees, you know, bees, yes. Like bees, like bzz, bees, you know. they're explosively ejaculating to death because of a heat wave. Explosive ejaculation from bees. What's black and yellow and ejaculates until it dies in the heat wave? Male bees, it turns out, says this article. Yeah. Scientists disturbed as they may be.
Where's the heat wave?
The heat wave is in...
Right now. Because I feel like we have blizzards and storms going on here in the U.S. But do we have heat waves, too?
Trying to find it here. Oh, it's not happening now. They're planning... because they have a fix for this, and it happened last year.
They're planning ahead?
Yeah. North Carolina is where they're doing the study.
Bees.
Yeah. They're planning ahead for...
All right.
Everyone plan ahead for ejaculating bees. Do your best you can to stay out of the way of those ejaculating bees. All right. So here's the deal. They have a solution, so that's why they're doing these studies.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I don't know if the bees will be happy about it, but when the males get too hot, they convulse until they explosively ejaculate to death. And a phallus the size of an abdomen bursts from their lifeless body. That's kind of an awful way to go.
That's a terrible way to go.
I hope it never happens to me. says we can fix it, says UBC experts. One solution is to keep the hives cool during extreme heat, perhaps by using polyester. I mean, this is just another, like, it's a global warming problem.
Yes.
Like, higher temperatures mean that we're now seeing bees ejaculate to death.
What happens, I mean, they're talking about cooling the hives.
Yeah.
But there are some beehives and our bee nests that are naturally, you know, in...
Hotter
in nature.
Yeah.
No, in nature, there's not a box.
Oh,
they're not
in
inside a box. They're in a tree.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens then?
Well, the ones that are in a tree, those are the ones they want to try to cool the hives of. Because normally that's fine for them, because for thousands of years, they just live in that tree. And
that's true.
They've evolved to be there. But what is kind of sudden on a global scale, to us it may take years, but you know, on a global scale, this is very quickly, the temperatures are rising.
And a degree makes the difference.
A degree
for
makes
a bee.
All the difference, and the bee's just like, oh no, I'm gonna ejaculate all day and die.
All right. Does it take all day? I mean,
I don't know.
Oh, that's terrible.
I have no regrets sharing this story today. None.
Okay.
Zero. Anyway, they're fixing it. They got a solution. They're working
on
it.
They have a solution. That's what matters here.
They're gonna cool the stuff down, and everything will be fine in the end. All right. I am going to play some music for a break today before we bring Tom in and do a quick tech segment. And so yesterday I played the Aces here, the local Utah band, the Aces. I played 801, which I love, and I played remember the other one yesterday. But anyway, those are really great. And I thought today I would continue the tradition of playing music from bands that are from here.
Okay.
Because why not? Playing a song from Chuck's band. Yeah, that's right. He's even in my family. My nephew-in-law. Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's your nephew.
He's my nephew, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nephew, my brother's son's husband. No.
No.
Brother's wife. Brother's daughter.
Your Matt's, niece's husband.
My niece's husband.
This isn't that hard.
I know. This is like me figuring out what team Aaron Rodgers plays for. Oh, yeah, right. My favorite team. Anyway,
band name is Brother.
Brother, period. That's the one thing that separates them from a couple other bands that also, unfortunately, have that name.
Are named Brother,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it's true. Got a little period at the end of the Brother. Anyway, they make amazing, great music, and they have a new album out. I'm actually going to play something from their original album, which I love the most, called Volume 1. The album's called Volume 1. And the song is called Graze, and I think you guys are going to really like it. I've played it on the show before, so some of you with a memory for this will go, oh yeah, you've done that. Well, I'm happy to play it again. It's one of my favorite songs
he
does.
The album cover Taylor did the photo for, and it's Carter and Nick.
Yeah, having a...
on the cover of that
milk fight or something. What is it? What was it?
It was
water?
She's holding her finger gun, and he's flying back.
Oh, right.
Like he got shot.
What am I thinking? Oh, there's a picture of Nick upstairs where he's getting splashed with milk.
Yes.
Okay, that's a different thing.
Different thing altogether.
Anyway... no wonder my brain hurts.
it's too much going on in there.
There's a lot going on. Anyway, this is Chuck, my nephew Chuck, and his band Brother with their song Graze. We'll be right back.
Start to feel what you're not around. Past a year, start to feel that you're not alright. Thinking you won't make it past a year. Close your eyes and you see him there. We all know he is not real. He's not real.
Well, now I've seen everything. A grown man actually kicking a poor, defenseless robot.
Kelly says, if you like to climb on things and get high, this is the place.
This is the Morning Stream, where you get to be the man.
All right, we're back. Once again, that was the song Graze from the Volume 1 album by Brother. Go check it out. It's on Apple Music. It's also on Spotify and wherever you get your music.
They're on the tour right now.
They are on tour. Where are they?
I don't know where they are
in
today.
In the States?
Yes.
I thought they were... Oh, no, that was last year. They were somewhere in Asia or something. We're playing some gig over there. Yeah, they're doing really well. They ended up getting to open for... Oh, who are they opening for?
Oh, big deal. The Plain White Tees.
Plain White Tees. Yeah, that was a big whoop for them. I'm excited for them. Chuck's a
very talented.
Really talented. Weird as hell. I love him. Just love him.
Yeah.
He's great.
He writes it all. Yeah. He writes all the music.
Yeah, and the rest of his bandmates are great. They're just very cool. So go check him out and see what you think.
I think when you're looking for him, it's Brother Official.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So look for Brother Official.
But the band name is Brother. Yeah.
I think they were not good marketers in the early days. They're getting better. Like right now on the streaming services, they have the Volume 1 album, and then they had the Volume 2 album for a while, but for some reason that's not there now, and the Volume 3 album's there. So they have these two albums that are like up front and prominent. Album, you know, Volume 1, Volume 3. There's no 2. So I got to ask Chuck what he's doing, but doesn't matter. They do it for the music. That's the thing. They're not trying to be masterful internet markety people. They're just trying to make music they want to make.
They played at our last Vegas TMS Vegas.
They did. They got a little record deal out of it.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun.
Which is why they're on tour now.
Speaking of Vegas, I don't know if I told you, but Scott Fletcher and Christine will be there.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I haven't seen them in a long not since
it's
then.
Been a long time.
I think it was since that first TMS Vegas that we saw them. So very excited about that. All right, what am I doing now? Ad and Tom. That's what we're doing. Oh, I haven't even opened Discord because normally that's where Brian is, and I don't have someone in the office with me. So hold on a second, everybody. Just hold on to your butts. I got an update here to do. I don't know what I was thinking, but it's all working out great. Hold on. I take down my humping on a table picture thing.
Oh, my gosh. I still...
You got
to
try that,
need to go watch you do it.
It was so good. I can't even tell you how good it was. I wanted to, my back right now is going, please go back over there. All right, I'm calling Tom. It's incoming. And we'll see what's going on. You haven't talked to Tom in a while, have you?
It's been a really long time.
It's been a long time.
Oh, my. Okay. Just
making something from here. You don't want to hear me sing?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
That man is Tom Merritt. He comes on Wednesdays and joins us here where we talk about the tech news of the day. Tom, welcome back. And also, it's nice to see my wife and Tom within the same vicinity.
Hey!
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Well, it's been last decade.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's right. Wait, hold on.
That's so weird.
It was in the 20 teens.
I haven't seen you since the teens.
Old man. Well, Tom, it's good to see you as always. Hope you're well, and you're probably very busy tracking down the hot stories of the week. What is going on? Tell us more.
Well, if you don't want to talk about the war in Ukraine, there's a Bungie story that will make you as angry as someone fighting something less important. Bungie put up a help page without much fanfare, saying, Nope, you can't run Destiny 2 on the Steam Deck. Not even in Proton, which is the Windows compatibility layer. If you try to do that, you'll just get sent to your game library. And in fact, if you keep attempting to bypass it to get Destiny 2 to run, we'll ban you.
Why? So I read a bunch of stuff about this, and I haven't had time to really dig in deep. But is there a security reason, or what's their claim?
Usually the claims, like Tim Sweeney has said this about Fortnite, is like Linux is just really hard to support. We don't want to have to support that audience. And you can argue whether he's right or not, but that seems to be the opinion, is there aren't enough players doing this to warrant the support expense, so we don't want to do it. And even if I disagree, I at least understand that reasoning, and like, okay, so you don't want to do that. What's weird with Destiny 2 is that they have a Linux version that runs on Stadia.
Yeah.
And in fact, someone at The Verge got Stadia running on the Steam Deck, so was able to play Destiny 2 that way. Yeah. But I suppose it could be support. It might be anti-cheating, although The Verge points out that the BattleEye anti-cheat software runs on Steam Deck. So, yeah. You know, you could do that. And yeah. Destiny 2 apparently supports BattleEye. So we don't know. Bungie hasn't really explained why this is the case. They just put up the help page.
It's very odd to me, given that this thing is all anyone wants to talk about this week, because they're finally starting to ship and people are getting their hands on them. And generally, you know, reviews have been favorable. There's some issues with the software, but, you know, whatever. It's generally going okay. If this takes off as a, you know, as a viable platform, and really at the end of the day, it's just a PC that's portable. It's kind of like a notebook all smushed together with a controller attached to it.
Yeah.
I don't know why they care. Like,
no, they do make it clear in the help text that if you have Windows running on your Steam Deck, which people can do, then they're fine with it. They don't have a problem with the Steam Deck hardware. It's Steam OS. They don't want you running it on the Linux version.
That's interesting. Well, I mean, that will be, if it's not already happening, it will be happening soon, where people are going to be able to load Windows on these things. I'm sure it's already happening.
Which makes me wonder why they don't want you to run it in Proton, because then you're just running the Windows version.
Yeah.
So there must be something else. Like, there's your clue, right? Yeah. It's not just Linux. So maybe it's not just support, or maybe it's supporting people running in a compatibility layer, because that introduces its own issues. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it is the support.
It could be.
I can't decide. Yeah. It's quite obvious.
It does seem a little weird they haven't explained it more, but I guess maybe they've got time to explain their position. But that's a big one. That's one that everybody or a lot of people were looking forward to taking on the go and having in a portable format like that. I don't think I was planning on playing Destiny 2 on a eventual Steam Deck. If I do ever
get this is definitely about the principle of the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think even the people who are most enthusiastic about the Steam Deck are considering, like, this is the only way I'll play any game.
Yeah.
You know, so that would really be the only way this would be harmful. If you're like, I can't play Destiny 2 any other way because I only play on the Steam Deck. I there might be a few people out there doing that. I'm sure you'll hear from them if they're in your audience.
Yeah.
But most people aren't. People are using the Steam Deck as another way to play games in addition to what they already have.
If I had to take a guess here, it would be that this is a device that on its surface looks like people are going to have a heyday with hacking it. And I don't mean in necessarily the nefarious ruin a game kind of ways, but people are going to make this into a really great emulation device. People are going to turn this into
hacking in the
things.
True sense of the word, which is just coming up with cool things to do with a thing.
Yeah, 100% that's going to happen, whether people like it or not. Maybe they see that as like, well, let's let that suss itself out a little bit before we make a decision. Because there's a history of devices. PSP, for example, Sony PSP, famously very hackable and very DRM breakable, and kind of made that device pointless. If you knew how to hack it, you could get whatever you wanted from a million things and play it on there and never have to pay anybody a dime. Had really, you know, bad security in that device. The Vita was much better. But I think maybe they're a little worried about that. So let some time pass. Then what's the harm in later saying, okay, we're ready to bring, you know, Destiny 2 to the Steam Deck natively, so thanks for being patient. Here you go. And they just kind of want to see how this plays out. I don't know. That'd be my guess. But we'll
yeah. Or they just, you know, they're like, it'll never grow. Why waste resources trying to support it? We wasted all those resources porting it to Stadia.
Yeah.
Look what that did for us. We don't want to spend any more money.
Yeah.
I think both of us might be onto something. It's a little bit of each.
Kimmy, you excited that one day I might be in bed up too late, keeping you up playing a little tiny new screen. Excited about that?
Totally.
You're ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Tacit approval for my purchase of a Steam Deck. There, you guys
Excellent.
All heard it.
Yeah. It's on its way.
Yep. Sort of. I think I'm a quarter two guy, I think. Or whatever it is right now. What is it right now? This isn't quarter two we're in. So this is quarter one shipping. And they said they've got two waves. The big second wave is where I think I am. I think, for my pre-order. I gave him $5 to hold me one. We'll see what happens when it comes around. Because now this gives me lots of time to see how this thing performs.
They should be giving you a preview.
I agree.
They should be giving you a review unit. Come on.
I agree. Look at the vast reach I've got. I could imagine what I could do. there are probably plenty of other people that deserve it before I do. But anyway, that and so much more will be on deck today. for Daily Tech News Show today at 2:30 Mountain Time. Tom, why don't you tell people either more about that or anything else you feel like telling us today? What's going on?
Yeah, sure. FreeTomNewsletter.com, perking along. If you want to know my stance on, say, war, that's what I wrote about last week. You can go to FreeTomNewsletter.com. Anybody can read it, but if you want to get it in your email box and be able to respond to it and talk to me about it, you can just sign up there. So please do. I love hearing from everybody.
Yeah, I like that Dan Carlin stuff you're recommending. I mean, he's awesome anyway, but... it's great to be reminded that a lot of cool stuff might come out of his particular
I've been podcast. Waiting for, because he's been talking about NATO and Ukraine for decades, literally decades, about this exact scenario.
Yeah.
And so I was very excited that he came out with an episode giving his perspective on it. Certainly not the only word or even the last word on it, but it's very informative because he's been following that area of the world very closely for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cool. So do that, everybody. Free Tom Newsletter, where he will tell you war. What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's absolutely nothing, right? I believe that's true.
Say it again.
I'm not going to say it anymore. Tom Merritt, everybody, Ace Detect on Twitter. I'll see you this afternoon.
Bye.
I'm on there too today. I should have mentioned. I'm on the Daily Tech News Show today. It'll be fun. We'll talk about this Bungie bull crap in more detail when we get there. Did any of that make sense to you? The
not
non-gamer
even a
wife?
Little
none
bit.
Of it? Okay.
Did the you know? Non-gamer wife. That's what I should be called.
Yeah, the gamer's non-gamer wife.
The game widow.
Do you? should be called. There's plenty of you out there, I'm afraid.
Yes, there is. I've talked to a lot of them.
Have you heard of the Steam Deck?
No.
I haven't talked to you about that?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
That's okay,
it's
though.
It's like a little, you'll see it and go, oh, it's like a big, fat Switch. But basically, okay. It's a device that would let people play all their computer Steam games.
Okay, that's really cool.
Pretty
then.
Neat, right? Yeah. Nick wants one.
I'm sure he does.
$800 or something, whatever it is. Anyway,
he'll
so
have
there
to
you
come
got.
Borrow yours.
Yeah. There goes Tom into the wind. We always like having him on. We're ending the show a little early today because I've got an appointment with somebody. Let's just say I'm recording something that's going to be playing on Core on Thursday.
There you go.
Yeah, I have an interview. So I'm going to be doing that right after we're done here. Boy, it was sure fun having you on.
Well, thanks. I always like being on.
Do you like doing this when Brian's away? Okay. Well, then you're on the list
well,
to stay.
Well, play.
when the list comes up again or he's gone for some reason and I need to sit in, we'll always
make
sure you're in. Yeah, you're good.
you better call me in.
Tomorrow, TV's Travis will be joining us, so that'll be cool. And looking forward to that. He was on last time, did a great job, so we are having him back. And I believe Wendy will be here, and she's coming to Utah in a week and a half.
No.
Right?
This weekend is not this when weekend. They're all together. Mm-hmm. I mean, not sorry, you're right. In a week.
Next weekend.
In a week, they'll be in
not
town.
This weekend, but the following, yeah. Right?
I think so.
Oh, I hope I have that
next
right.
weekend.
I think Misha confirmed that for me. Hold on. My sister Misha, who's a Korean but has a Russian name. Let me see what she said. Why are the dogs freaking out?
I don't know. It doesn't take much.
Let's see. March 13th, yeah. So she'll be
next
here
that week
and we'll maybe do a little something with her live. I don't know.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it'd be all right. All right, before we get out of here, another song, another one from Brother, okay? Because we like the Brother. We're fans, and I'm
huge fans. Go to the concerts.
Yep, I'm
when
killing,
we can.
Killing time because I'm trying to pull it up, and I'm having a hard time doing it. There we go. The song I'm going to play is one that he wrote for my niece, which is adorable. It's called Goodnight Girl, and it's really sweet. Have you heard this song?
I have.
It's really nice. That's all I'll say about it. It's just a very nice little song he dedicated to his wife and really his band manager. She's like Yoko Ono for the Beatles, except not terrible or not breaking the band up. She's actually helps that band with
she
promotion stuff.
Them.
She gets some gigs. She's amazing. She's really, really great. So anyway, we're going to play that song. Again, the album is Volume 3 from Brother. And the song is, what did I just said it? Good Night Girl, which is the fourth track on that album. Don't forget, patreon.com/TMS is where you can support the show. Frogpants.com/TMS is where you can find everything else about the show. And if you're trying to email us, you have comments about what we said today, any of that stuff, you're from Mississippi and you take umbrage with any of the things we said about your home state, send us an email, themorningstream@gmail.com. Thanks, everybody, for being here. And we'll see you tomorrow. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Zeus's butthole!
Oh.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.